My name is Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals. Now, today I want to talk about national capacities. What are national capacities? Now, the state may pursue its estimation of the national interest or its own state interests. Efforts by, say, Kenyan Navy to disrupt and deter the operations of Somali pirates off the coasts of Kenya and the Horn of Africa would benefit the economic and human freedoms of tourists, fishermen, and boat operators in this area. As such, the Kenyan state will be said to have carried out activities to serve the Kenyan national interests as defined by economic and human freedoms. Political scientists posit that the state is in pursuit of the aggrandizement of its power. This lens can be used to posit that by patrolling the waters off the coast of Kenya and neighboring Somalia, the Kenyan state is seeking to dominate the political state of the Somali region. Whatever its pursuit, the state will harness national capacities to meet its objectives. National capacities can be defined as land size, population size, economic output, political or national will, military prowess, and national cohesion. From a perspective of the aggrandizement of state power, the state exploits these capacities to get its way in the world. National capacities can be spoken of as gross strategic capacities. In our example, Kenya would exploit the economic output of the Kenyan people as it is reflected in the state budget for Navy operations. The national resolve to destroy these pirates will be reflected in legislative and executive resolutions, decisions, and voting patterns. The population size will be exploited in the hiring of naval personnel. To preserve the sovereignty of Kenya's coastal waters would be to preserve Kenya's territorial integrity. In our example, roughly speaking, the objective of the Kenyan state would be to safeguard territorial integrity in order that it may remain productive for the Kenyan economic actors. State responsibility and the exploitation of national capacities bears some familiarity to any casual consumer of Hollywood films. Essentially, national capacities are the Lego blocks with which the state builds its foreign policy. Now, when I use the term dominate to describe, say, the hypothetical situation where Kenya is trying to assert itself, say, in the Horn of Africa, or on its own coasts, what I'm trying to say is that Kenya is trying to have its way. Kenya is trying to increase its power, and it's trying to use its power to secure its interests. This is as I understand it. This is Diplomatic Signals. I'm Emmanuel Wachendo. Thank you.